but in my place in Hamburg, circling inside the tables and defeating 32 of the world's best human players at the same time. The tables have turned, as they always do, in our eternal race with our own technology. Ironically, if a machine did perform a chess simul against a room full of human professional players, it would have more trouble moving from board to board and physically moving the pieces than it would have calculating the moves. Despite centuries of science fiction about automatons that look and move like people, and for all the physical labor today done by robots, it's fair to say that we have advanced further in duplicating human thought than human movement. In what artificial intelligence and robotic experts call Moravec's paradox, in chess, as in so many things, what machines are good at is where humans are weak, and vice versa. In 1988, the roboticist Hans Moravec wrote, "It is comparatively easy to make computers exhibit adult-level performance on intelligent tests or playing checkers, and difficult or impossible to give them the skills of a one-year-old when it comes to perception and mobility." I wasn't aware of these theories at the time, and in 1988 it was safe to include checkers, but not yet chess. But 10 years later, it was obviously the case in chess as well. Grandmasters excelled at recognizing patterns and strategic planning,